Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. If we can believe the prevailing weather forecast, we're in store for a very nice weekend around southeastern Wisconsin. We're expecting plenty of sunshine with temperatures in the 70s and 80s. It's a nice change from the hot and humid 4th of July we just had.
It should be a delightful weekend for getting in the water or out on the water. Milwaukee Magazine's cover story this month offers a definitive guide for enjoying the dozens of recreational opportunities the region provides to enjoy the wonders of H2O. Carol Nixon is editor-in-chief and publisher of Milwaukee Magazine, and she is with us in the studio. Welcome back to the show.
Well, Mitch, I'm so happy to be here, as always.
We're going to talk specifically about fun on the water in this interview. We should mention, though, that it's really a water-themed issue for July, right?
It is. This one was a ton of fun to put together. In addition to having this feature, which has all these different things that you can do in and on the water around Milwaukee, we also have a great excerpt from John Gerda's book about this fishing village that used to exist sort of near the where the home bridge is now.
This is Jones Island.
Yes, exactly. And then really another fun story about one person in particular, but he's part of a trend of people who seek out spring water right from the spring, and they call it raw water, and they believe it has a lot of different health benefits. And anyway, it's great. It's a great read.
So let's talk about, I mean, there are a variety of subject areas within this article called Make Waves. And mm-hmm. I thought it made sense just to talk about, you know, one or two of them in each section. The one called Cruise is an obvious kind of slam dunk because there is one particular cruise that you highlight.
Yes, it is. We do. It's the cruise on the sailboat, the Dennis Sullivan, which calls the Discovery World its home. And you can go out on these afternoon cruises or evening sunset cruises. And it's this great replica of a 19th century schooner. And, you know, you get to experience the quietude of the lake. And, you know, close your eyes and imagine what it felt like before there were motorboats and all those other things. And it's just, I have not done it. It's on my list for the summer.
And in a time of the year when you're on land, the most frequent sound is the sound of Harley Davidson's going up and down the street. This is a direct contrast to that.
Yes, yes, exactly.
So the Dennis Sullivan, I have not done that. I've been on the boat before, but mm-hmm. I have never taken the full-on cruise before. And I gather they're doing a trip up to Door County and back, which sounds like it would be an amazing opportunity.
Yeah, that's a several-day-long trip. And last summer, I think they went to Erie, Pennsylvania. So they were really taking long trips on this, and I think that would be a great experience. Get a stack of books and
make sure you've got a lot of vacation time saved up for that one, though. All right, so we also will move on to we keep thinking in terms of Lake Michigan, but there are really lots of lakes around Milwaukee as well, and you have a section called Explore Lake Country, and there are lots of things that you can do there, but what are a couple of things that people might not have considered?
Well, you know, I think if you don't live on a lake or near a lake in Waukesha County, you might think that these lakes are not accessible to you, but indeed they are. In fact, depending on how you want to get involved, you can join a yacht club, and you don't have to own like a full-on yacht. These are really sailboat clubs, and they offer all kinds of lessons and also just social activities. And so that's one way to experience the lakes. Another, you know, lower commitment is to just go have a meal on the lake. We list quite a few different places that have beautiful outdoor decks and where you can enjoy the water.
There's a picture in this of people dining on a sort of an enclosed deck at the Golden Mast, but it looks like a beautiful view. The Golden Mast is in...
That one is...
Okauchee.
Yes, Lake Okauchee.
So Lake Country seems like a great opportunity. And you were mentioning lessons, and there might be people for whom Lake Michigan seems intimidating who might be more likely to try to take up sailing in a more sheltered lake.
Absolutely. And I think that the sense of community is one of the things that sounds the most appealing to me. And also on Lake LaBelle, or I don't know if they say
Lac LaBelle, I think, LaBelle. Yes.
I never know. Is it LaCroix or LaCroix?
LaCroix, exactly.
But at any rate, they have these pontoon boat tours where they take you around the lake and they point out all the historic homes and different things. And that just sounds great, too. That's during a very limited time in August. So you have to look up the info on that if you want to do it.
Plenty of people use the lakes, whether it's Lake Michigan or one of the smaller lakes, to go swimming. And you make some recommendations on what some of the beaches, aside from the ones we all know along, you know, Bradford Beach and what have you. There are also nice beaches in lake country as well.
Yes. And that's another, I think, surprise to some people is that there are public beaches. There's also public boat access on most of the lakes. I think there's just one that doesn't have a public boat access. But yeah, you can go to Oconomowoc City Beach. You can go to Bender Beach. You can go to Pewaukee Public Beach. That's probably the most well-known. But Mitch, I have to tell you something because you know how excited I get about swimming. And, you know, every year since I've been here, I've had this, like, debate or I don't know, just this struggle with Lake Michigan because it's so cold and I want to get in so badly and I wait and, you know, I wait till the conditions are perfect.
2 weeks
on one,
in August. Yes, exactly.
Well, yesterday I was out with a friend and we got so hot. We were playing tennis and she said, let's go swimming. And I said, well, I don't have a swimsuit on. And she said, that's okay. And we went to Atwater and we dove in. Later, I found out the water was 58 degrees, but it felt great. I highly recommend it.
I have to ask, how long did you stay in?
Quite a while.
Really?
I mean, at least I was in there 15 minutes and she was in there well over 20.
It's amazing. As we're having this conversation, it's July 5th. This is airing on July 6th. So that meant you were in the water on July 4th,
yes.
And the water in Lake Michigan was 58 degrees.
I looked it up later, and that's what it seemed to be. Yes, yes. But it gets to 70 in August, so take the plunge then.
So this next section is actually a perfect carryover from the last time we spoke, and you were asking me what I was most looking forward to about summertime in Milwaukee. And I mentioned kayaking, and there are lots of places to kayak in and around the Milwaukee area.
There certainly are. And so page 42 of the July issue is dedicated to you, Mitch. we list a few different routes that are easy to get to from downtown and can really lead you into some, you know, semi-wilderness-looking places. So I don't know. I like to kayak a couple times during the summer, and I really feel that it's so magical to kayak through downtown and then to get to a place that's very close where you feel like I could be anywhere.
Right. You go north out of downtown and it is really not too long before things start looking a lot more pastoral.
Yes, exactly. And what I like about kayaking is you could do just fine without really knowing what the heck you're doing.
There's much more on that. There's much more in the article. We should mention briefly the idea of surfing. This is not really surf season on Lake Michigan.
No, you know, surf season on Lake Michigan is February. But they are having a big surf festival. I guess they do this every year. It's at Atwater Beach on August 4th. And I'm certainly going to go. I know how to surf.
Do you really?
I do. I have not surfed Lake Michigan.
I'm told that Lake Michigan is really, even when the surf is up, it is much more challenging than going surfing in the Pacific because the waves come fast and furious on the lake. They're all, the waves are all windblown, and you can get wave after wave after wave after wave. And there are some experienced surfers that talk about it being really challenging.
That, and also it's not salt water, and the buoyancy of the ocean because of the salt, it makes surfing much easier. I don't think I will be trying to surf in Lake Michigan or maybe anywhere ever again, but I did enjoy it while I did it.
And surf festivals are fun, if nothing else.
Yes.
Carol, thank you so much.
Great to be here.
Carol Nixon is editor-in-chief and publisher of Milwaukee Magazine. The magazine feature on water recreation is the cover story of the July issue.